producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues.
Yep.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We'll never turn this around unless we understand it's an orchestrated, synthetic takeover of reality. An attempt to end normal human activity, to build a world not designed for people, but for the technocrats who they believe have ascended to this godhood level that will merge the machines. They are megalomaniacs of the 10th order, and they've got to be dealt with. I believe in humanity, and I believe we can take action. That's why I'm here. And we've got some good news, we've got some bad news, but overall we're in the fight, and that's what matters. Todd in Florida, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, brother. Hey, when the day after y'all broke that story about the missing nukes from Dyess, I was on my way to North Alabama to see my best friend. I was on I-10 just about to get off and go head north. And I looked across the interstate, and there it was, on a flatbed, a nuke, covered up in a heavy white tarp, fully exposed except for the white tarp. And I've been in the military, and I've watched enough TV to know what the darn things look like. And it was headed east, and that's all I can say about that. Also, a few days ago, a friend that I trust with my life came to me, and he has a friend that's been in the CIA for 50 years. He said the man called him, they've been friends for 30 years, and told him to get up a month's worth of food and various other things, which I won't go into, because someone is going to hit our power grid. Bam.
Well, I know the power grid's wide open. God bless you. I appreciate your call. There's certainly massive preparations going on everywhere. And it's just times like these that I just hope we can get the public out of their coma to realize how much trouble we're in. Spencer in Canada, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi there, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So I have a former friend before he was kicked out of Canada. He was in the U.S. military, and he was an intelligence analyst, and we had some drinks at a bar one night, and he was a little drunk, and he told me a lot of stuff about what he did in the Iraq war, and one of them was he helped cover up the football player's death and do the cover story for that, but, you know, he also told me a lot of things about advanced weaponry and stuff that they would use over there, and you had mentioned earlier about the gay bomb, that's actually 100% true, that they would use that, and they would have large doses of hormones in it, and he laughed about it because he thought it was just so ridiculous, but he morally couldn't stand their actual operation over there, and he ended up deserting and came to Canada for over 10 years, and they finally actually just kicked him out because we don't believe in deserters here. So I kind of wanted to mention that, and he also had told me about how the CIA actually had came to Toronto and actually kidnapped one of his friends who was also a deserter, and they put a bag over his head and they tried to bring him across the United States-Canada border in Niagara Falls, and they actually got stopped by Canadian Border Patrol, and they had drawn their guns out at them and said, you know, like, you can't bring people over the border with a bag on their head. And there was a huge cover-up with that, and they ended up giving the deserter a complete full Canadian citizenship in turn for not talking about it. But I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, this power grab where the, you know, American military and the CIA and think that they can do whatever they want.
Listen, when they took Rob Dew and crew to a military base, arrested the media at the G20, he won a lawsuit over it, settled it, they put bags on their heads. So, I mean, this country, I don't think they put them on dudes' heads, they put them on who weren't even spitting, they were just putting bags over their heads. And, I mean, this is the kind of stuff goes on, because the cops all watch these shows, base where it's an Al-Qaeda guy, and you put a bag on their head, but then it ends up being you. And then our government gives Al-Qaeda weapons. I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. I'm sorry to Dave, Chad, everybody else. I'm having surgery in the morning. Pray for me. It's not a very serious surgery, but you never know what goes on. And Lord willing, I'll be back in just a few days. David Knight's going to be here doing a great job. Please support the broadcast. Spread the word about it. Please support our sponsors. Please check out the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the very best water filtration systems, the side-by-side studies. The Pro Pure G2 and others are the very best for the price. The Clearly Filter is the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's it for this transmission. I'll see you when I get back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Where to begin? Returned California, formerly part of the United States, have a lot of observations about that. Obviously, the world is degenerating quickly when it comes to destabilization. Simply put, the news and information we have to cover today is over the top, and it's just intensifying. But there is certainly some good news as well. People are starting to really do their own research and find out that we are in peril if we do not reverse the course that we're on. We have a lot of updates on Jade Helm today. The Washington Post comes out and says why Operation Jade Helm 15 is freaking out the internet and why it shouldn't be. And it's another whitewash. This was on the cover of one of the main sections of the Washington Post today, as it was on the cover of Metro and State, I guess last Thursday, here where I live, on the cover of that section of the paper, a regurgitation almost word for word, if you compare the articles, to the Dallas Morning News and the Houston Chronicle and a bunch of other papers. This stuff is being basically put out by Pentagon PR teams and then regurgitated with only a few of the words changed so it isn't open plagiarism. Pretty amazing. But the good news is the Washington Post links to our articles and tweets. Beyond denial, preparation for martial law in America that Joe Biggs tweeted out, the article that Paul Watson and I wrote last Friday, that we need to continue to get out to everybody. Joe Biggs took action, will you, with that story. If Operation Jade Helm were happening in any other country, it would be immediately labeled for martial law. So that's just some of the tweets that were sent out. Breaking, Jade Helm 15 is martial law in the USA. And then they put a link to Russia to arm insurgents in the USA, a separate story that we didn't put out. That's how they all mix it together to confuse people, and they claim that we're saying things like that. The good news is people are really starting to get it. As I mentioned, DrudgeReport.com today has linked to this story. Nationwide emergency alert test causes panic and confusion. TV viewers across America see unexpected message. Now, why do people get upset by this, having presidential messages on their phone, seeing their television taken over and saying prepare for civil emergency? Because folks understand that we're not in Kansas anymore, that we're not in Mayberry anymore, that we are becoming a tyranny. And that's why folks have resonated with our warning about Jade Helm since day one. Now, over 2 weeks ago, we said this is not a takeover. This summer, that will be actual martial law. It is in preparation to condition the troops, local governments, and the population, and to test media control. And that's what they're doing now, is wargaming this to try to see if they can sell the idea of permanent military occupation on our streets. And it's been in hundreds of government-issued publications. That's a conservative number. Stars and Stripes, Army Times, we've made films. We've made special reports. We've shown you the Washington Post, the New York Times, how we need troops on the streets permanently, and we need checkpoints at the malls, and we need NSA spying to keep you safe. But the border's going to be wide open, and we need to go after the Tea Party and gun owners. And MSNBC says it's good that the IRS is going after veterans groups and Christian groups and the Tea Party groups. Good. Arrest them. They shouldn't have speech. We played those hardcore, flaming authoritarian statements here. I mean, hardcore. And you've seen the mainstream news articles about, is it reasonable Fort Hood general told soldiers that if they are part of the Tea Party or evangelical Christian, they will be court-martialed? I mean, the military under the First Amendment are allowed to be Satanist. I don't like that, but you can read Austin American Statesman articles and Colleen newspaper articles about the giant satanic parties they throw in public at parks on the base with orgies and you name it. And the police go, well, it's their religious right. By the way, folks won't believe that if they're new viewers or listeners. That's the kind of thing the news does, too. They'll say Jones claims they're having satanic orgies at Fort Hood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go pull up the news articles about satanic masses, and I know it's different, but it crosses over Wiccan masses and the parties, that's part of it. And just like the Hopi Indians can take mescaline, peyote, and not get in trouble, they have religious ceremonies. It's their religion. The occultists, the Satanists, are having these type of parties, and it's on record. Anybody can pull up Satanist on U.S. military, Satanist chaplains, U.S. military. It's been all over the news. But they think the public's stupid, so they'll probably have a news article about that saying Jones claims they're having satanic meetings on bases. My issue is you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Satanist, you can be an agnostic, you can be a Hindu, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Baptist. Evangelical is one of the biggest. In fact, guys, we pull that article out. It's one of our articles that links to Fox News. I want to put that on screen for folks. Just since I mentioned this right now, it was about 2 years ago. And the headline is Evangelical Tea Party. Soldiers told not to be part of the Tea Party or Evangelical Church. I mean, that's the headline. I want to put it on screen. I want to get it there. I want people to see this so they can understand that in America has gotten so totalitarian that the commanding general, and he backed off once he got heat. There it is. Does Army consider Christians Tea Party a terror threat? That was the Fox News whitewash. Let's actually click on the link. There it is. And when you scroll down, Fox reports it like it might be reasonable. It doesn't say you have a First Amendment. How dare them say you can't be part of the Evangelical Church, probably the second biggest Christian denomination in the U.S., maybe third biggest. You can debate it. How dare them say that you can be court-martialed and it violates the military code of justice to, quote, be in the Tea Party or evangelical. Boom, Fox News. Boom, 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 boom. But you can have a satanic party at Fort Hood and people running around naked having sex in the middle of a park. Well, it's a religious ceremony. So that's what I was getting at, is that truth is stranger than fiction. And you've got this whole backdrop of the FCC grabbing the internet and all these EAS alerts. And we've got footage here. Video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. They've got black helicopters flying around landing. And then you've got people being rounded up and being marched on to white vans and disappeared. And then we had the G20 that my reporters were at in Pittsburgh, I don't know, 5 years ago. And footage of a car pulling up, troops jumping out, grabbing protesters, shoving them in. I mean, just Google snatch and grab a G20. And then disappearing them. And then it happened the next year in Canada at the G20. And then it happened the next year in England. I mean, they just pull up, grab peaceful people, people in military uniforms, and disappear them. And then I was watching on the plane back on American Airlines last night, where they propagandize you with NBC Universal propaganda, this show, Chicago PD. I'm going to talk about that coming up. It was a pretty good show, entertaining, had me supporting torture by the end of it at an unconscious level. Because the guy is a good cop, he means well, and at the end, you know, he was doing it all just to get a diamond ring back that belongs to his dead wife or whatever to give to his son-in-law. But he tortures everybody and takes them to secret sites to torture them, which the Chicago PD really has, and these shows are there to be a mind control narrative to make good men and women think they're doing illegal things and involve in illegal conspiracies to protect America. And it even had Army propaganda in it. And again, I'm not against the Army itself. I'm against the propaganda to turn it into a total tyranny. And it's all these shows are just pure brainwashing. You add all this together, it's incredible. And the Washington Post says, don't freak out about militarization of police. Don't freak out about the Patriot Act. Don't freak out about the NSA. Don't freak out about a 10-state military operation with people posing as civilians, quote, doing suspicious things. It's all a conditioning op. And I told you, it's going to have elements that are for overseas. All these massive operations do. And Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday about how it is for attacks on Iran and Syria. Of course, they're going to be doing some practice for that as well. But all this is about, at the bottom line, is death squads openly operating where the helicopters show up, the spec ops show up, they take you out, they kill you, or they disappear you as just the next level of intimidation. And this is all about a criminal government trying to maneuver the military, the armed services, into this treasonous role. And let me just give everybody news. I see this statement put out by PSYOPs all over the news that there is a civil war in America. We're going to crush the Tea Party. You can't deal with helicopters, spec ops, and hellfires. Yeah. If a civil war breaks out, the Patriots aren't going to sit in their houses and wait for the helicopters to come. The Patriots would just go out and engage the political class that runs all this and end this very quickly. So just step aside, step around the brainwashed troops, and the Patriots are going to go right at the politicos. Right at
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich. kids get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died.
Everybody knows.
Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants to box the chop to take the long stem rules.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. I go under the knife tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, get my hernia that I've had for 14 years fixed. I have lost so much weight because I have a long torso, and I sit down and still have a tiny little pot belly. I mean, it folds over my pants. It is one-tenth what it was. And so now that that's actually gotten so small, and I've lost so much fat internally that I actually have a little piece of intestine sticking out. It's not very fun. Doesn't feel very good. It's sticking out right now. And I'm going to have that sucker fixed tomorrow by a great doctor. So say your prayers for the info war. But I'm sure it'll be fine. It's all in God's hands. And then I should be back in a couple days if there aren't any complications. But I did wait 14 years, so the hole has gotten to be about the size of a silver dollar. Silver dollar right in my belly button. So that is coming up. David Knight's been doing a great job while I've been out of town. He's not filling in. He's hosting the InfoWar. My reporters aren't filling in on the nightly news. They are the anchors. They are the reporters, and they are kicking butt. I tell you, they've gotten better and better as I basically thrown them in the deep end. Most of them novices, never been in media. David's been in media, and they've just really turned out to do a crackerjack job. And they're teleprompter free, something mainstream media folks should never do. Now, where to begin here? Because I kind of went off into a jag about Jade Helm and the rest of it. We do have Dr. Mercola joining us in the third hour to cover some very positive news and to break down a higher order of killing. Killing us softly, the soft kill program. Here's CBS News, human birth control chemical. CBS News, wow. You can Google Alex Jones BPA juice boxes and find over 100 articles in national TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, saying I'm a total kook 6 years ago and right through to today. When I say over 100, it's probably like 300. That BPA is not a birth control chemical, and that I'm lying, and that it doesn't change your sexual preference. Human birth control chemical, BPA, caused lower fertility in fish, government scientists say. And then it goes on to report it basically also changed their sexuality. In many cases, giving them basically both sexual organs in their development. Newly released research from the U.S. government scientists found a chemical in birth control pills, and the chemical BPA, affects the fertility of fish. So what they put in the plastic, those little microwave liners, and the rest of it is what you put in birth control pills. And we wonder why men are so feminine and so fat and so weak and so pathetic, and why they suddenly want to climb in bed with another man. It's this. And I'm not bashing people who genetically have predispositions. And this is a complex issue, and it's a spiritual issue as well, but I don't judge people. And I don't hate people. I don't get thrown a high horse because of somebody else's sexual proclivities if it isn't directed at children or innocents. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a Pharisee. But this is a subject I'm going to talk about with Mercola. This is some big victories we're having in the third hour. Because of the chemicals in utero, and Dr. Groups talked about this, but I've had medical doctors like Dr. Blaylock on talking about it as well, you will have, and they've now done brain scans, they've now done autopsies on people that have gone out and had sex changes, and in most cases, they have a woman's brain. Or there's women that have basically a man's brain. There's major physiological differences. First thing is there's three times the connections between a female brain left and right hemisphere than there is in a male. And they just go do autopsies on people that commit suicide and stuff that are, and my God, they got a woman's brain. So, you know, this was done, though, through the chemicals. Before it happened, sometimes it was very rare, maybe 2% of the population total. Now it's going to skyrocket up to the majority.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Konstantin Sivkov, one of the top geopolitical analysts in Russia, speaking at the Moscow Economic Forum, and he has Putin's ear, called for nuclear attack on Yellowstone National Park to trigger the supervolcano. The consequences will be catastrophic for the United States, and also an attack, I guess, by sappers, by infiltration teams, by sleeper teams to set nukes off on the San Andreas Fault. You can't make that up. That's on mainline Russian TV right now. The next generation of weapons that Russia will use against the United States in World War III, we're going to break this down in the next hour. And it ties into a letter that was mailed on the 26th to these offices that I'm not going to show on air, where someone claiming to be inside the military system basically said the same thing. And when the nukes will go off. This is getting really bizarre. Funny that that all ties together. because I don't know about this letter. I know the Russians are up there spouting off about it on television while building giant bunkers. Here's why people are so upset about Jade Helm. They know they're being lied to by the media, the whole Brian Williams syndrome. They know that their dollars aren't buying what they used to. They know that the system's becoming authoritarian. And they can see the screws tightening everywhere. And then meanwhile, mainstream media is up there saying everything's fine, go back to sleep. But kind of in a schizophrenic way, because you can't deny what's happening. So they'll have articles admitting we're the most militarized country and that we're losing our freedoms, but, oh, look at these kooks, they don't like it. There's not logic there. So the system kind of wages war on logic. I did reports over a decade ago, but 6 years ago is when the media really attacked over it, with medical doctors about how BPA and other chemicals were feminizing boys, hyper-feminizing women, making women go into puberty when they were, you know, 6, 7 years old. The old average was 14, now it's 10. Girls as young as 3 are going into puberty. Breast cancer is up 3,000%. And in mammals, in amphibians, and in aquatic fish, it's accelerating aging, accelerating puberty, confusing the sexes, causing all sorts of disorders. GMO, BT, corn does this to every rat species, every rodent species, guinea pigs, mice, rats, you name it. I mean, those studies are legion. And I'm just sitting here going, hey, this is social engineering written about in Brave New World in 1932 about how they would confuse the sexes first before basically ending the sexes, making us asexual and wiping out our fertility, where you have to go to a fertility clinic where the government takes control and decides what designer baby you're going to get, taking control of the entire human development system. That's now being announced with sperm counts down in some areas over 95%, on average about 87% worldwide, it varies, 89%, that soon, within just 2025 is the headline, most people will have to go have a designer baby made. But don't worry, insurance will cover it. Oh, and you may have to add a third parent, though, because two won't work anymore under this. Or a fourth. So they'll have a designer clone, basically. But then they put some traits in that look like you, claiming it's your kid. It won't even be your child. It'll gestate inside your wife, and then you'll have your clone. And people are going, this guy's far out. That's all over the news. I told you 20 years ago about humans being grown, humanoids, inside the uteruses of cows for organ harvesting. It was in the BBC. And I would have people on the street go, you're a liar. That's not happening. Now it's all over the news 2 weeks ago that, yes, they're growing babies inside utero of cows, but don't worry, they've changed the genetics of the human to be part bovine, so they're not rejected. See, like organs are rejected? So it's not a human, it's a humanoid bovine. They've got humanoid porcines. That's a pig. They're working on humanoid pinnipeds. Look it up. That's seals. And they're talking about if elephants weren't so expensive, they haven't figured out how to create artificial wombs yet, where they could grow people up full size for bodies. Humanoid pachyderms. Look it up. You're not in Kansas, baby. You're in the New World Order. For over 15 years, China has cows at a factory level producing body parts, and I don't even know where they're going or what the market is. They're just growing them, and the cows separately produce milk that's human. See, the cows are part human, and the humanoids are part cow. Meanwhile, something that's ancient news is finally all over mainstream news. Human birth control chemical, BPA, causing lower fertility in fish. Oh, that's part of why there's problems in the ocean? Really? Yeah, well, I guess the soft kill hitting us, kind of just the blowback, just the ricochets are savaging the giant oceans that cover 76% of the Earth's surface. Newly released research from U.S. government scientists on a chemical in birth control pills, the chemical BPA affects the fertility in fish. These chemicals often end up in the waterways. And then suddenly the genitals start shrinking, the fertility starts shrinking, and suddenly they know people are going to be confused sexually, so it's everywhere going, put in the new bathrooms, accept the fact that we're going to have men that are women, women that are men, and all these new genders and people that are gender neutral, and Facebook has 50 different sexual genders now. When all it is chemically attacked folks dying. But oh, see, I'm homophobic about the fish. No, folks, I'm giving you science. Cut out all of the moralizing about gay, lesbian, blah, 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 all of this. I care about all these people. I don't obsess over these issues. Everybody knows that. I'm telling you what happened here. I'm like Charlton Heston at the end of Omega Man, which is a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, both excellent films. And he's got the cure for the virus that basically turns people into undead vampires. And he's there, and they go, buddy, we don't want to change. And they throw a spear into him and kill him. In fact, can you check on YouTube, end scene of Omega Man? I mean, I'm here showing you where the White House science czar wrote about this in the 70s. I'm showing you the proof. I made films on it, how they're doing it. In fact, Google Pentagon planned gay bomb. They've got chemical hormone sprays that they can spray on a man. And you immediately begin releasing chemicals in your brain where the smell of men through your olfactory nerve makes it uncontrollable that you want to jump on top of them like they're Marilyn Monroe. There it is, BBC, U.S. military pondered love, not war. The U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb, which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other. In rodent studies, within one day, the rats even stopped eating. They just began fornicating immediately. Now, you want to understand we've been hit by a confusion weapon, a stun weapon. And they don't want to be too obvious. They've been testing a whole bunch of different systems, positronic, electronic, waves, chemical, radiological, biological. They've already put viruses in the population. They've been testing them on troops that actually destroy parts of the brain, reprogramming. All of this is going on. They've got viruses that will go in and take out inhibitor areas of the brain where you will be like born super soldiers. You notice I told you about this 15 years ago, and 2 years ago the new Bourne movie came out where they use viruses to reprogram the brain. The difference is, though, you wouldn't be controlled on that. That's why they're talking about a processor chip along with it, with the new biological android, which they'll take soldiers and turn into, because they can't grow them fast enough in cows and then raise them, and they're having too many problems. But down the road, they won't need to take soldiers, put them in secret programs, brain chip them, test virals on them. And, of course, not everybody turns into a super soldier. A lot of them end up getting really screwed up by all this. Oh, yeah, the movie's basically real. It's just throwing your face what's happening so that when they openly announce this down the road that you can be a candidate for it and go volunteer, then it can be like the new celebrity that, oh, my husband or my neighbor or my dad, volunteered to be enhanced. And they were enhancing soldiers in the 80s with cyborg components internally in Maryland. That's all I know, and that's the one case we know about. They tried to hire my dad again. They tried to hire a bunch of dentists in Dallas who were implant doctors, and he was a pioneer in implants and oral surgery, one of the first people to do implants and actually do them on patients, not just at the university where he worked. And he treated CIA people and other stuff like that. He's let me tell the story. He actually doesn't like me telling it. He's just fine. Go ahead and tell it. And then they tried to recruit him and offered him like double the money to move to Maryland. I remember the whole discussions at the dinner table, my mother saying, I'm not leaving Texas. I don't want to be in some secret government program. And he didn't tell me any of the details. It was just he was going to be working on spies and special ops putting stuff in them. And obviously you can imagine hiding stuff in somebody's jaw, fake teeth. But it goes well beyond all that, because they were telling him, no, we're going to put you into some advanced surgery medical courses, and then this is not just going to be in the jaw and in the mouth where his degrees are. I mean, you understand we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We weren't in Kansas in 1982. I mean, before they have The Daily Show or MSNBC get up there with Rachel Maddow, Rachel, it's okay you got hit with chemicals in utero, and then I'm not against you, and I'm not saying you're bad. I know you have the brain of a man. I understand that. It's okay. So you're attracted to women. I understand that. The issue is I don't hate you. I don't hate the fish that this is happening to. This is being done to us. You understand that? But see, instead they want to embrace the system and basically go with it. I think we have Omega Man on DVD somewhere. Did you guys find that? Is that on YouTube? It is on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. I'm going through the video now. I'm not at the correct spot yet.
Just go to the end. Thank you. You're the best. Well, you can do the Vincent Price one. I think he actually goes there in that one just to kill everybody. Oh, God. You know, if anybody gets anything from this show, I just want you to understand this. We are living in a fantastic science fiction movie, and there is so much good in the world. There's also so much bad. I mean, I was out in California. Talk about a tale of two cities, best of times, worst of times. I was in Orange County, which is heaven compared to Los Angeles. I love Northern California, love Central California, love Southern California. I mean, it was so beautiful on the coast. And the people are in La La Land because it's so nice. And that's where the parasites have all gone, you know, the socialists, the globalists, the rest of it, to milk the system because it is so beautiful. Austin, compared to most of Texas, is very beautiful and very nice, so they're all coming here. But it's the best of times, worst of times. And I just look at families at the beach realizing that they're being targeted, they're being hit by this, and that poor people don't know how to avoid the fluoride, don't know how to avoid the GMO, and that's why they're having such horrible health problems and such low IQs. I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic. And I was thinking just that very thing this weekend, and I just wanted to warn everybody. And I want to warn poor people, but they don't have the money, the way the economy's been basically algorithmed, to even get the food and the clean water they need. I mean, none of the yuppies, liberal, conservative out there, and I was talking to some, none of them drink tap water. None of them eat GMO. None of them. They are aware of what's going on, and they look good, they're smart, but they're self-centered and just into enjoying the level that they're at. But it's like a rising ocean of poison. They're never going to escape it just being above it because it's designed to take everybody out in the end. Study reveals sad link between poverty and children's brain development. That's out of the Huffington Post. But see, the answer is give more government funding, not why are they so unhealthy. I mean, the Michelle Obama doesn't say don't eat GMO. She just says eat less calories. She doesn't say don't eat aspartame or all this other garbage. MSG, she just says, no, eat your MSG. Just eat less calories. Pesticides on fruits, veggies linked with poor semen quality. Reuters. See, this is just in the news today. And then you read all these books written by the former head of UNESCO, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. Aldous is over here writing fiction. And then Julian's over at the UN actually doing it. In the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, he was in the UN in the 50s, 60s. They're writing books in the 30s about the plan, and guess what? They've done it. And now it's about to get real bad in the social engineering, where it gets incredibly obvious what's going on. And you're going to have EAS alerts on your TV. It'll be every month, then every week, then every day, then every hour. Then you're going to have government announcements breaking in over radio, TV, internet, over your phone. It's going to all be force-fed. You're now seeing that start. Stories up on Infowars.com. This is the conditioning. See, the takeover isn't Jade Helm. Jade Helm is only one more tick on the clock as it races up to midnight. But we're already in an increment of martial law, in an increment. But it's selective. I was in the LAX airport yesterday, and if you waive your rights and go through the turn your right to travel into a privilege and do the smart check, then they might not search you. But I watched them still searching people that did the pre-check And then people were pulling their shoes off, and they were spraying toxic air freshener in there with the stinking feet. And to sit there and watch people walk through the aisles and just all of it, an unsanitary joke, and then searching everyone and body scanning everyone, putting their hands up in the act of submission, saying, I'm a criminal. And now police are announcing, whenever we pull anybody over, we just want you to get out, put your hands up. Yeah, leave the borders open, release hundreds of thousands of armed felons, let them go free, but everybody else will be a criminal because we don't profile. Everyone has the right to be a slave. You understand? This is the journey to slavery, and then they have the Washington Post and every other publication in the country. I mean, LA Times, Washington Post, New York Times, Dallas Morning News, you name it, all saying, don't freak out about Jade Helm. Everything's fine. This is not going to be martial law this summer. Alex Jones is wrong. He's a kook. Yeah, because I never said there'd be martial law this summer from the start. You build a straw man. Preying on your viewers and your readers because you're predators. But you're being preyed on as well. And you think you're powerful because you've gone along with the system. So when we come back, the latest on Jade Helm, the latest on the economy. We're going to get into Russia. Analyst calls for nuclear attack on Yellowstone National Park. Can't make that up. It's all...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The mission is not impossible.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we can identify the globalist master blueprint plan to destabilize humanity and bring in a technocracy, we can stop them. If we can get the true narrative out to the population. The general public is mesmerized by entertainment, mesmerized by disinformation, and is in a stunned chemical state. But if you reach someone and they're aware of the propaganda, they can be basically broken out of it. And where we really see the unified propaganda is in television, where they show a hero cop who helps everybody, but he goes psycho, he tortures people to get the bad guys, but then the end justifies the means, shows like Chicago PD. And in the primitive narrative of the mind, you did the bad thing, but it ended up being for a good cause, so now it's okay, but now it's been sold to the system to do it in general. And then Chicago actually has black sites torturing and killing people, but it's okay because it's bad guys. You've now converted over to North Korea or to Mexico. This is how the end justifies the means leads you to this tyranny. Now, going back to the Omega Man, he's a scientist, microbiologist. He discovers, Charlton Heston movie, a remake of The Last Man on Earth, Vincent Price. He discovers the cure is actually an antibody in his blood. That's why he didn't turn into one of the, you know, basically zombie killers. Well, they're not even zombies. They still have their intelligence. Is because
come back in the light.
Is because he can basically give them the serum and cure them, but they don't want it. They end up killing you. They don't want the truth. They've gone too far down the road. They're now part of the system.
Now we can sleep in peace.
Now they can sleep in peace. They live, we sleep.
Robert, you're evil.
Of course, this is all a Christ allegory because his gun jams. He can't stop. He's trying to save her.
You'd have to stay.
He was about to give her the serum, but it's too late. But then, basically, a few people survived. They get some of his blood. Some of the other scientists figure it out and are able to hopefully start a new beginning by curing the folks that have the virus. And it's all an allegory of what's really going on. All right, that's it on that subject. I'm telling you, folks, it's pure evil. I mean, they're putting stuff in the water on purpose and bragging about it to screw up your sexuality. And notice they now tell you being heterosexual is bad, see? That's because having children is bad. It's because living is bad. They're building a world not for people. They're not sending astronauts to space anymore. That's the plan. They're not building planes that humans pilot anymore. They're handing us over to the machines. Ray Kurzweil, Bill Joy, Wozniak, one of the founders of Apple, he said the machines are going to kill everybody. We're building a world without humans. I didn't originate all this. The decision's been made. And the Washington Post idiots sit there making fun of me like it's okay. Do you get it? You and your family are targeted, jackass. But people just want to feel like they're winners, so they just side with the power structure because it pats them on the head. Okay. By the way, folks, I've been out of town. We need to fund our operation when I leave town. Obviously, we don't focus so much on promotion. I tend to not do it either because I'm so focused on the information. You need to fund our operation, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Today is the last day to get 30% off on DNA Force. We've never had a special of this magnitude. InfoWarsLife.com and a lot of the other products are there as well, InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.